All right. Eventually, winter will move on and we'll really feel like spring. But tell people up at the Little Pond Arrays or over in Ione, and they might not believe you. Hearing reports of 10 inches of snow up in the Little Pond Arrays. I got a text, lady had 12 inches of snow on her deck over at Ione. Yeah, we got a little bit more snow here in Colville Valley last night, and a little bit of ice came down for a while. Things are pretty well frozen up out there on this Tuesday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Really glad you could be with us. It's cloudy skies out there. We're going to look at that weather forecast. Hopefully not a lot more snow in it. We'll look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Only days left in the Washington State legislative session. Things are really moving around over in Olympia. Three initiatives. One that would give police greater ability to pursue people in vehicles. The initiative declaring a series of rights for parents of public school students. And the initiative that would bar an income tax. They have been approved by the Washington State Legislature last night. These initiatives approved are three of the six initiatives that were certified after Let's Go Washington submitted hundreds of thousands of signatures in support of the initiatives. The initiatives not dealt with. Didn't get a hearing, didn't get anything. One was the carbon pricing program, the income tax on the sale of stocks and bonds and real estate, and the initiative on the repealing the long-term care insurance program. Those likely to head to the voters. So let's get a report from Tracy Ellis here this morning on three initiatives that are set to go into law now, 3 months after a flurry of action last night.
The House and Senate approved the initiative to allow police to pursue more criminals. Senator Mike Patton, the ranking Republican on the Senate Law and Justice Committee, says it's a big win for public safety.
A major step right here, right now, to protect public safety, to protect our citizens, our constituents.
Both chambers of the legislature also passed the initiative that bans income taxes. Senate Republican budget lead Linda Wilson says lawmakers followed the will of the people.
Over the past 100 years, this has been placed before the people. And every time, 10 times, they have said no, they don't want an income tax.
Republican Senator Perry Dozier says the other initiative to clear the legislature creates a parents' bill of rights.
I believe that this is something so important because we want to be engaged with our children. We do not want to be left out of it.
Three initiatives that repeal the capital gains income tax and cap and trade and allow people to opt out of the long-term care payroll tax will be on the ballot in November. Legislative Democrats have refused to act on them this session. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
Boise Cascade is hiring. Work for a company that cares about their employees, their community, and the products they produce. They invest in their employees by offering a great benefits package, including medical. Build your career by joining a company with a strong history and a bright future. Apply online at bc.com. That's bc.com/careers, or give them a call at 509-738-3261 to set up an interview. Boise Cascade, building communities through great people and proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
All right, back in 2001, a little while ago, 2001, We had an initiative here in Washington State, Initiative 747. That limited property tax increases to 1% per year. Well, it was overwhelmingly passed by the voters here in Washington. Now, before Initiative 747, here in Washington, cities and counties were able to raise property taxes by up to 6% per year. And a lot of cities and counties did that every year. Well, there was legal action, as normal when initiatives are passed by the people. It struck down the initiative. Washington Supreme Court did that. Well, Governor Gregoire called the legislature back into special session and reinstated the 1% cap on increasing property taxes. 85% of both the Senate and the House voted to keep this 1% that was put into effect by an initiative of the people. Well, this year, short legislative session, there were lawmakers over in Olympia that wanted to overturn the voted 1% increase. They wanted a 3% increase every year on property taxes. It was Senate Bill 5770. Democratic Senator Jamie Peterson introduced it, wanted to see a 3% increase on property taxes every year. For that matter, the Association of Washington Cities, because they're funded in part with taxpayer dollars, they advocated for the tax increase. Well, the people overwhelmingly were opposed to this. Now, we have one county commissioner who likes to travel a lot on the county's dime. He'll take a whole contingent of county employees back to Washington, D.C. with him. He spends a lot of his time over in Olympia during the legislative sessions and during hearings. And maybe some of that is good. A lot of it's a waste of taxpayers' money. But not even the wild-spending Democrats in Olympia had the gumption to pass this 3% property tax increase. How does our Stevens County, our county commissioner, well, Wes McCart went over to Olympia, where he spends a lot of time, and offered testimony in favor of Senate Bill 5770. That's the bill that would increase property tax from a 1% annual increase to a 3%. So, when we found out about this, this was back in February when he offered testimony in committee. We thought you'd like to hear exactly what our Stevens County Commissioner, this isn't a King County or Snohomish County or even a Thurston County Commissioner. This is our County Commissioner from Stevens County saying, let's raise our property taxes 3% a year. Here's Wes McCart.
Wes McCart, Stevens County Commissioner. I'm here in support of the county portion of the flexibility in this bill. You know, every year we spend hours in our chamber discussing whether or not to take the 1%. We do not take it every year. But in years like we've had previous few years, we're not able to keep up with inflation. Inflation averages 3% year over year over year. Here's the last 2 years, we had increases of over 20% in our general liability insurance. This year, we had a 53%. That's $900,000. We've seen 7% increases in our deputies. We've had to raise our wages on the jailers to compete against Walmart. At what point do I stop providing services? I could do a levy lid lift, but if I go to the voters and try and convince them that that money is for paying for an assessor and treasurers and recording and elections, it's not going to pass in my area. Please allow us the flexibility at local level to make that local decision. I'm responsible for my voters. They will kick me out if I don't do what they ask, but they also depend on me to understand the situation. Please let us do that. Thank you.
All right. That's your Stevens County Commissioner, Wes McCart, begging the legislature to allow a 3% annual property tax. First-year employees at Walmart, I don't think, make $25 an hour, which is what first-year jailers make. And I wouldn't want to be a jailer under any conditions, but, you know, they do get $25 an hour, and to say that he can't compete with Walmart, a little disingenuous. But anyway, we wanted you to hear firsthand what your county commissioner says when he's on our dime. When he's outside of Stevens County, Wes McCart's begging the legislature to increase your taxes. When it comes time, that's something for you to think about, because it's one thing if he wanted to talk that way all the time, but to try and come across as being frugal when you're home in Stevens County and you head off to Washington, D.C., and you head off to Olympia, and you go and you beg the others that can put the rules into effect to increase our taxes. Pretty hypocritical. So the Bill 5770 did fail after being introduced. No doubt it will probably come back again, but right now we stay with a 1% property tax increase is what they can do. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental, 380 South Main, for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. Eventually, we're going to not have snow on the ground again. And the kids are going to want to get out and play ball. It's coming up time. Kiwanis Little League. Here's Lori Matlock.
The other hat that I wear is Kiwanis. Cabo Kiwanis sponsors the Little League baseball and softball here in Colville and Northport and Inchleam and Kettle Falls. We try really hard to incorporate as many kids as we can under our umbrella. And we have our registrations out at Clark's All Sports. We have them here in the area schools. Our registration deadline is March 14th. So if you know of kiddos that are interested in playing ball, please get them to Clark's or to an area school and pick up a registration. For baseball, we ask that the parents fill out all three pages. They're just concussion forms and parent code of contact form, and we wish that you would sign them all up for that. So with baseball coming, we've got some things we're working on. We want to improve the City Parks McDonald Field. We're working on trying to get some partners to put up some additional fencing and some benches so that that park can be utilized for Little League games and the park can use it. We need to do some repairs at our Leon Jacobson and Bud Vaughan field down behind the Mormon Church. And we always are doing something at the city park field. So if you would like to be involved in that, reach out to me, Lori Matlock, through social media, or give me a call at my office, 684-2585. And I'd be glad to take any donations for Cabo Kiwanis. We're a very small club anymore, but we do take care of the Boy Scouts and the Boy Scouts cabin and Little League. Those are our main points of interest. So thank you very much on behalf of Cabo Kiwanis, and we'll see you on the ball field. Thank you.
All right, time to get registered there. Deadline March 14th. You get that registration. Stop by down at Clark's or any of the schools. Get the kids signed up. Fill out, sign up. Fun activities, good for the kids to get out there in Little League coming up.
Have you already filed your 2023 tax return? Did you know you might also be eligible for the Washington State Working Families Tax Credit? Many individuals and families leave valuable money on the table because they don't know they might qualify or how to apply. We can help, and our service is free of charge. Give RISE a call, 509-675-0002, or visit our website at risenetworkinc.org to make an appointment in your area.
All right, today is Blood Drive Day here in Colville. Gets underway at 11:15, goes till 4:45 this afternoon. The blood drive down at the Ag Trade Center, 411 West Astor. Very lofty goal. The folks in Spokane say they'd like to see 110 people donate blood today. I don't know how they could handle that many people in that length of time, but that's what they say. So if you could help them out, of course, the blood supply has been in short supply. 11:15 till 4:45 at the Ag Trade Center. It is the Colville Community Blood Drive going on today.
What could be more fun than seeing some of your favorite Brothers Grimm fairy tales collide with the music of Stephen Sondheim? Seeing it all happen at the Woodland Theater stage in the fantastical musical, Into the Woods. Shows will be the first three weekends in March. Opening night is March 1st, and all seats are only $10. Then, tickets for adults, $15. Seniors and students, $12. Tickets are on sale now at TIX.com, or you can pick them up at the Colville Chamber of Commerce. And, if available, at the Woodland Theater before the showing of Into the Woods. See you at the theater.
All right. Some of this is a little outdated because we did record it on Friday with Representative Joel Kretz. But being it is the end of the legislative session, it is our final Capitol report of the season with Joel Kretz.
We're coming to you just off the House floor where members are voting on bills. Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Joel Kretz from Wakanda. Thanks for being with us on our final Capitol Report.
Thanks, John.
Well, as we work through the final days of the session, which adjourns March 7th, what's your focus?
We're going to see a lot of long hours. You know, one of the sayings around here is until you've been sitting in this dome and watched the sun come up, you're not really a legislator. And I expect we'll have a night or two of those. We've got initiatives, been a lot of the discussion down here that the people have passed. They aren't being really dealt with here. It looks like at least three will be on the ballot in November. Overall, there's been some good things out of the session. We've had some good examples of bipartisan work, especially on the Ag Natural Resource Committee. Good people there, and we've focused on policy rather than politics, and I'm proud of that.
This is the final Capitol Report of the session. What are your plans for the upcoming interim once the legislative session is over?
I'm looking forward to getting back to America. I kind of looking forward to petting a horse and maybe kicking a pig. It's just going to be good. And I don't want to see any of you for at least a month. You don't want to see me, trust me, until we decompress. So I'm looking forward to getting home.
And anything else you'd like to share with the listeners of Capitol Report this session?
Well, folks, stay in touch. We're about as successful as we get feedback from people back home, and most of the good ideas, I think, that come out of Olympia aren't really our ideas. They're ideas that, you know, we sit around at home and talk to people, and folks share what they're having trouble with, you know, what they'd like to see. And that's where the best ideas come from. Part of the feedback we get is folks listen to us on the radio, and that's when the phone starts ringing. It's a huge help. And I'm so grateful for the radio stations that put us on the air and keep us in touch with the folks back home. I appreciate all the folks that have took the time to come over here this year and visit us face to face. And, you know, if you get over here and we know you're from district, you're getting in. And if we have to throw a room full of people out, we'll do that. But I really appreciate the people that everybody's frustrated right now. But there's people that have bucked up and made a long trip over here and given us input. And that's what I value the most, I think, about this job.
Well, we're grateful for you, Representative Joel Kretz. Thanks for being with us on our final Capitol Report. And we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Top 25 in the Associated Press college basketball poll. Houston still ranked number one, as they were last week. Arizona moving up one spot. They are now ranked fifth. Washington State moving up one spot. Washington State now ranked 18th in the country, followed by 19, Gonzaga. They jump up from 23 as St. Mary's dropped from 17 to 23. St. Mary's losing to Gonzaga. So good showing. We've got one regular season game left for WSU basketball, and that is coming up Thursday night, 6 o'clock. 5:30 pregame, WSU takes on the Huskies from over in Seattle. Big game. The following Thursday will be WSU's first game in the Pac-12 tournament down in Las Vegas. Now, we won't know until after Thursday who WSU will be playing the next Thursday. Just depends on wins and losses finishing off the regular season. But the Cougars will have a bye the first round of the Pac-12 tournament. Unless something really happens with Arizona, Cougars are going to end up finishing second. They are one half game behind Arizona in Pac-12 standings. Also, Gonzaga, they have a bye the first round of their tourney. Again, being played down in Vegas.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Parker's Glass. The same great service as always. Get it fixed fast. Call Parker's Glass, 509-684-6034, or stop in, see them, 791 North Highway. We're going to get rid of the patchy, foggy, cloudy conditions here this Tuesday morning. It's going to be mostly sunny by midday, 39 the afternoon high, back down to 15 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 39 the high, back down to 16 degrees. Thursday, still mostly sunny, but by Friday night, during the day Friday, should be sunny, but by Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's going to cloud up and we're going to get rain and snow. kind of where we are in the forecast. Parker's Glass here in Colville. They'll fix that ding or crack in your windshield before it causes real damage. Give them a call, 509-684-6034 for Parker's Glass. Just a very light breeze out of the northeast. The barometer back up 30.05, warming up. It's still well below freezing, 27 degrees as we are underway on this Tuesday. Tuesday morning, really glad you could join us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.